This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. On a sixth day of conflict, Israel hammered Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants launched rocket barrages at Israel on Saturday with no sign yet of an end to the worst escalation in years. U.S. and Arab diplomats were seeking to calm the situation after a night of violence that saw militants fire about 200 rockets at cities in Israel, whose planes struck what it said were targets used by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza. At least 136 people have been killed in Gaza since hostilities erupted on Monday, Palestinian medics said. Israel has reported 8 dead. Hamas launched Monday's rocket assault after tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, as well as in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near a mosque, which is a top holy site. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level on Saturday in the capital Taipei and the surrounding city, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. Portugal will allow tourist flights from European Union countries with low infection rates and from the UK, but passengers must show a negative coronavirus test on arrival, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. Myanmar's army battled local militia fighters in the northwestern town of Mindat on Saturday, residents said, to try to quell a rebellion that has sprung up to oppose the junta, which seized power in the Southeast Asian country in February. And Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi will not be able to enact key reforms demanded by the EU. That's according to Rightist leader Matteo Salvini, speaking